Chris Morning Update, Sunday, May the 28th. Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, considered setting up a secret communications line with Russia during presidential transition to discuss the country's military operations in Syria and other issues, according to a person familiar with the matter. The idea was broached in the meeting that Kushner had last December with Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak. This person said, such a line would have allowed Kushner to communicate securely with a Russian military official, but it was never set up, the person said. A secure communications line like this one considered could have been made it more difficult for the U.S. intelligence agencies to intercept and listen to any conversations. The Russian ambassador was under routine surveillance at the time by American authorities. It was unclear why the transition team would have felt the need to establish a secure line to Moscow or whether Trump's advisors realized that Kislyak was likely to target of the U.S. surveillance, but two other people with knowledge of Kushner's activities during the transition said his interest in creating what they described as a back channel with Russia raised concerns among law enforcement and national security officials. Jamie Gorelick, a lawyer for Kushner, couldn't be reached late Friday. Previously, she said in a statement about Kushner's meetings with Russians, Mr. Kushner previously volunteered to share with the Congress what he knows about these meetings. He will do the same if he is contacted in connection with any other inquiry. A White House spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the National Security Advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who helped broker the Camp David peace accords between Israel and Egypt, worked to normalize the relations with China and launched controversial efforts by the U.S. to arm Islamic fighters battling the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, has died. He was 89 years old. His death was announced on social media Friday night by his daughter, MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski. Brzezinski, known to his friends as Zbig, was considered for decades as a leading expert on international affairs. He worked in the State Department for President Lyndon Johnson and advised several Democratic presidential campaigns, including those of Hubert Humphrey and Barack Obama, on international affairs. His time in the Carter White House was turbulent, with the Iranian hostage crisis, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, and a Cold War tension between the U.S. and the Soviet Union occupying much of his time. Shortly before his death, Brzezinski was engaged in public discussions about foreign policy, was a vocal critic of President Donald Trump. And his last tweet, posted on May 4th, read, "Sophisticated U.S. leadership is the sine qua non of a stable world order. However, we lack the former, while the latter is getting worse." And we turn to the Memorial Day holiday. The Memorial Day is now the new Black Friday, but that doesn't mean it's the best time to buy everything. Originally a holiday devoted to mattress sales, in recent years, retailers have morphed the holiday weekend into a bigger sales weekend to mark the halfway point to Black Friday. Consequently, there are plenty of great deals to be had this weekend. Memorial Day sales represent about the closest thing we see for across-the-board discounts until holiday season, said Brent Sheldon, an online shopping expert and deals website FatWallet.com. But unsuspecting shoppers can get duped by stores advertising deals that are indeed too good to be true. Here are some of the products shoppers should avoid purchasing during the Memorial Day weekend. Automobiles. When it comes to cars, the best time to buy is typically between July and October, as dealerships look to make room for newer models. According to CarBuyingTips.com, holidays are decent times to get deals, but the best time to get deals is when the new products are coming in and the old products are going out, said Justin Coupler, an editor at personal finance website The Penny Hoarder. As a result, better savings can often be found during 4th of July and Labor Day sales events. But that doesn't mean consumers should avoid anything automobile related. Memorial Day often has the year's best sales on tires, as retailers aim to cash in on family getting ready for summer road trips, Sheldon said. Second, laptops. The electronics in items on sale during Memorial Day weekend don't necessarily be the cream of the crop, Sheldon said. There is going to be some sales, but it's going to be an older, slower machine, he said. Consumers in the market for a new laptop, for instance, would be better off waiting until in the summer for back-to-school deals. Good deals on electronics can also be found on Black Friday for those who are willing to wait longer for the best savings. Third, television. As with laptops, certain TVs will go on sale during Memorial Day, but these tend to be older models with fewer bells and whistles. Many good deals on televisions typically come up around Black Friday. There are 139 different sales on TVs reported by deal shopping website Deal News in the last 2 weeks of November alone. January is also a good time to buy since retailers will be clearing shelves to make room for newer models. But according to Deal News, prices for TVs are already going down as newer models with fancier features continually come to market. 4. Gym equipment. Big box stores may be offering deals on treadmills and ellipticals, but now isn't the best time to buy, Kupler said. As with televisions, the best savings on these items can be found in January. In this case, retailers are trying to take advantage of shoppers' newly formed weight loss resolutions with special sales on fitness gear and equipment. Good deals on this equipment will also come up in June when retailers are looking to clear inventory, according to Livestrong. The fifth, power tools. Consumers won't have to wait long to get the best deals on power tools. A 2015 survey from FatWallet.com found that Father's Day sales offer the best tool deals. Although some tool deals may offer good savings, especially for outdoor power equipment, wait until June or right after Memorial Day sales for a better overall selection of savings options that can rival Black Friday tool deals, Sheldon said. Jewelry. This time of the year, diamonds aren't the wallet's best friend. For shoppers looking to score a deal on jewelry, the best time to buy is right after Valentine's Day when the retailers are put a lot of their items on clearance, Kupler said. While there are many sales at other points in the year, Kupler said these will be much closer to retail prices. Price reductions on rings and necklaces will also crop up in late summer, as this is usually one of the slowest time of year for jewelers, according to Credit Donkey. And that's our update for Sunday. Stay tuned for our Monday version.